morning and welcome. It's a great, beautiful day out, and I see even some people dressed up for church today, so that's great to see. But for announcements, we've got quite a few. If you'd like to turn in your bulletins or check online. First of all, we are in need of a custodian for the church, and so if you have if you are interested in that or know someone who is interested, if you would please talk to one of the deacons. You can see the list of the deacons there. This coming Tuesday, there will be a CE board meeting at 7 o'clock, and Wednesday, deacons meeting. Other announcements, we will have youth group tonight for those that want to come at 6 o'clock. We will be in here. We ask you guys to use the front door. But this will be my last youth group as we leave a week from tomorrow. And so we're going to be saying our goodbyes and to some of our youth, but we will be here for church next week. Vacation Bible School. We are going to change our date for Vacation Bible School. It is we are looking at the dates of July 13th through the 16th or July 20th through the 24th. And if you are wanting to help, planning to help, and one of those dates does not work for you, if you would let us know. The CE board, as we said, will be meeting on Tuesday, and we'd like to try to pick a date that works for most. We'll try to do that. So if you would please get a hold of Mark Kettlehut or April, and we will be making that decision on Tuesday. And then happy Mother's Day. For all the mothers out on the table, there are pens with some flowers on it as well. We ask all mothers to please take one as a gift from the church. But if you also would like to take one to a mother, we ask you to grab one of those as well. Are there any other announcements that need to be made this morning? Okay, our call to worship this morning will be in Psalm 35. It'll be at the end of the chapter, Psalm 35, verses 27 and 28. It says, "Let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad, and say evermore, great is the Lord, who delights in the welfare of his servant. Then my tongue shall tell of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long."
Well, good morning. It is nice to be able to sing in front of a few more people. It's always been a little odd to sing just to the camera and the six or ten of us that have been here, but it is good to be back. We're going to be singing number 388. Ask you to grab your hymn books. You may have to reach a little bit farther with the rows being separated a bit, but we think we should have enough hymn books scattered around. Number 388. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please. You probably haven't been doing that at home either. I would be like Jesus. Earthly pleasures vainly call me. I would be like Jesus. Nothing worldly shall enthrall me. I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. He has broken every fetter. I would be like Jesus, that my soul may serve him better. I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. All the way from earth to glory, I would be like Jesus. Jesus, telling o'er and o'er the story, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and like Jesus, all day long, I would be like Jesus, that in heaven he may meet me, I would be like Jesus, that his words well done may greet me, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long, I would be like Jesus. Wonderful singing. You may be seated. Again, we extend our greetings to all those who are here, as well as those who are joining us online. We wish and hope that you have a wonderful Mother's Day to all the mothers. This is our opportunity for our prayer and praises. Also, one other announcement that Pastor Andrew didn't feel comfortable making. He's rather humble, next week, as it says in the bulletin, we'll be having a come-and-go shower, card shower for them, as it is their last Sunday, from 11 to 1, for those that aren't here but come in. And the come-and-go is a part of just meeting in the foyer, letting the family know that we've appreciated their service. Mr. Hall thought we, or Lucas, I've still stuck at sunshine, thought we should have at least something wrapped, Twinkies or something, but I don't know. Because he says you can't have a come-and-go thing without food, but we might have to accomplish that. But we'd have appreciated their 5 years that they have invested in our lives, lives of our students and children. And so we have an opportunity to wish them farewell, blessings upon them. And we'll also have a part in the service next week, the elders coming up to pray over them. A couple of other prayer requests that have been handed to me today from Kenny and Van Zee, the family, to let you know that Jerry Van Zee passed away this morning. It was a good thing that they had her put in hospice this week, because Kenny and Kinnett and Dean have been able to get in to see her more. But there will be more details coming and how all this is going to work in this time of year and with the COVID-19. Also, be praying for Brenda. She fell about a week or so ago and has rib contusions. And then this past week, she developed shingles. So she is at home, and I know she would appreciate prayers. And we'll also be praying for the Lettler family. Jalen's mom passed away, and the funeral was last week. Are there any other prayer requests? I haven't had to get to ask that. Other prayer requests?
We need to continue to pray for our elected officials.
Yes, Dave brings out that pray for our elected officials. We always should be praying. We are commanded to pray, but with everything else going on, wisdom would reign supreme. We're thankful for the leadership that we have had in our state. I know many have wished they had our governor. We're grateful that Christy Noem has been raised up for such a time as this, but for our own local leaders as well. So we will be praying for them. Dave. The praise is that Anita is home. The prayer request is how all this is going to work out. But it is a huge blessing from where she was to where God has brought her. And it is a reminder that God still does work miracles. And that is a wonderful thing. And we always sometimes take that for granted. Other prayer requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for this morning, for the beautiful weather outside, for this being Mother's Day. I thank you for the moms that are here and joining us on Facebook, but also for the moms that are away, and for some, the moms that have entered into eternity. I pray for Kenny and Dean and Kinnett and their families with the homegoing of Jerry. We thank you for the hope that we have in eternity, and that in our grief, we have hope. You walk with us through this grief. You understand what death is and the power and the sting that death has brought. And we have celebrated recently your son's victory over death and the grave. So, but Father, I pray for the details to come, that you would be with that family. We also pray for the Lettler family, for Jaylin and her sisters and the extended family with Margie's homegoing of last week, that you would be with them as they remember her on this day. And I know that that today is a sensitive day for those that have lost their moms, or that motherhood has been a struggle, whether thinking of the example of a mom, or that no children have been able to be brought into the world. And so we understand, and you understand, how each of us cope with today. I thank you that you are an ever-present help, and the joy that we can have knowing that you understand us inside and out, that you can raise up like you did Anita. We thank you so much for her healing and the progress that she has made, for being able to go home. Pray for this transition, that you would be with the family, the extended family, as they see how all the details work out. But we continue to pray for her strength. We pray for George, that you would continue to strengthen him. Thank you for raising him up as well through his pneumonia and the blood clots in his lungs. Help him to regain his strength. And Father, we also lift up Brenda, that you would be an ever-present help, that you would heal, provide easing of the pain, but also for her mind, for her heart, that you would bring peace and comfort. Thank you that as a part of our body that we can lift her up in prayer, that you know exactly what she needs, and you will attend to it in your good will and good pleasure. Father, we lift up our farmers and ranchers to you, the long hours they're putting in with field work, but also for those that are still calving with the wet, cold weather. We thank you for the sunshine of today. We pray for the livestock. That is our livelihood, and you know that as well. Father, we thank you for Pastor Andrew and Marissa and family as they have been with us. You have blessed us with their presence for these last 5 years, and we thank you for the investment that we've been able to make in their lives, as well as them into the lives of our high school students, our children, into our community. And we ask that you would bless them as they move forward, but especially in the packing and all those details. For tonight, I just pray that the youth group meeting, thankful that they are able to get together. And this is a reminder, as we are here today, we do ask for your protection and your safety, for health, for our community, and for our state. And we do lift up our government leaders. They have, some have shown wisdom, others have shown desire to take an opportunity. We just ask that you would speak into their lives. We thank you for our local officials. We ask that you would give them wisdom as they meet together this week to look at the ordinances they have passed a while ago. We pray for our state leaders, but also for our national leaders, that you would, as you tell us, you guide the heart of the king, which way are that? And so we ask that you would speak into President Trump's life, for the House and Congress as they get back to Washington, that they would seek first your wisdom and counsel. Father, we are grateful that as we gather together, we may not be able to yet receive an offering from your people, but we have the opportunity of giving back to you. And though we may not physically pass the plate, we do acknowledge that you have blessed us. Father, help us to always remember that. We pray for our missionaries. We pray for Rocky and Ruth down in Wichita, as some of his ministry has been curtailed of trying to get into the nursing home, that you would open up doors of ministry for him, keep their family healthy and safe. For us today, may all that we do honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Offering plates at each of the doors. This time, our praise team will come forward, and we will sing together in worship.
We do want to wish all mothers a happy Mother's Day, whether you are a young mom, a grandma, or maybe a great-grandma. Know that you are loved. You mean a lot to even those of us that may not be your children. We tend to adopt a mom or a grandma sometimes when ours may not be close to us, or we may not get to see them very often. But know that you are special. And we want you to enjoy this day as it is special to celebrate you. But let's stand again and worship together.
Shout your name, O Lord.
Back to a somewhat traditional service again and have a few voices to sing back at us, with us. Just good all together to be able to worship together.
Defense.
seated for this last song.
Father, we thank you so much that you do think of us, that you did love us so much that you sent your son to die on the cross in our place. And as we sang this morning, Father, we do need you. Every moment, every day, we need you. And we thank you that you are always present. You're always available. You're always with us. You promise that in your word. We thank you for the privilege of worshiping you, whether we're here in person this morning or we're online. We thank you that we can freely worship you. We thank you for mothers and the influence of mothers, the unique role that you have designed for mothers. And we pray that you will be with our time now as we look into your word and look specifically at some of the examples of mothers that you have given us in your word. And we just pray that everything we do this morning would bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.